What's in the news? A drug czar controversy.
If I think it's 1% negative to what we want to do, he said, I'll make a change.
I'm Peter King. A 60 Minutes Washington Post investigation showed Congressman Tom Marino is the driving force behind a law that many within the Drug Enforcement Administration say undermines efforts to fight illegal opioid distribution. This morning, President Trump tweeted that Marino has withdrawn his name from consideration as the nation's drug czar. But that doesn't end the controversy surrounding the law.
Anyone who claims that I or anyone else steamrolled DEA and DOJ on this bill is either ignorant or woefully misinformed.
Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch helped write the law, which restricts the DEA's ability to stop suspicious shipments. He says the report that aired Sunday was incomplete.
It does not explain that prior to the bill, DEA had basically carte blanche authority to impose this measure. It does not explain that DEA has other enforcement tools available.
Missouri Democrat Claire McCaskill says she'll introduce legislation to repeal the law.
I'm hopeful that we can all come together now and say, no, we need every tool possible. We've got to have the most aggressive standard. We've got to hold these folks to a very, very high standard.
The president says he saw that report. He says he'll have a major announcement on the war on opioids next week. Now this, what's in the news? I'm Peter King, CBS News.